Lee's Moving Company, may I help you?
Hi, is this Leo?
No, it isn't.
Is Leo going to be in later?
I don't know. He doesn't come here maybe once or twice a month. Is there anything I can help you?
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, maybe you can help me out. Do you handle some of the finances for him? Or is that mostly him?
No, I handle some of the finances.
Oh, you do? Okay, perfect. So I spoke with him earlier this year, and actually back in June, and he was mentioning that he was looking to purchase a 26-foot moving truck, and you guys are also moving to a new location pretty soon. Did you guys already move, or is that still?
No, we haven't at all.
Oh, okay. When are you guys looking to do that?
Well, right now we put that on the back burner.
Oh, why is that?
That has been set back a bit because of other things that we have to do, and he just decided that it's not the best time to do it.
Okay. Where was the did you guys already pick out a location and all that before?
Well, we were thinking about it. We know we're going to either Boca or Delray. Delray seemed more like it. Because things are a lot less expensive there. But we haven't. We had some disappointments, and we just decided that another year, 6 months to a year, will maybe help to calm some of the storms that we had. So.
I see. Okay. Okay, so 6 months to a year until you guys look to move again. Okay. What about the truck? Are you guys still looking to buy the truck?
Well, we discussed the truck, but moving is more important than the truck right now.
I see.
And the truck, yes, we will, but we would rather...
spend the money to move.
Be moving than to buy a truck right now.
Okay.
We don't have any payments on any of our vehicles, but we don't want to take on something now that we'd rather have later on.
I see. Okay. So kind of just waiting it out and see how everything goes right now first.
Well, it's not a matter of waiting it out. It's a matter of just putting some things together and see how we can get coordinated and see what's best for us. We know what we really want to do. We really want to move, but right now it takes a lot to move a business like this. It costs a lot. It costs money. We're not in a position to do that right now, so we just have to wait until when we can.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why does it cost you guys so much, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we figure it's going to cost somewhere around $35,000-$40,000 to move on. We don't want to do that right now.
Oh, okay. And is that just to move like licensing, and then also like the storage and like all the trucks?
No, licensing is nothing. It's not very much. But we're talking about physical. We store people's property. And the logistics is quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Are you guys a storage unit too?
We don't do storage unit. We do containerized air conditioned storage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And we have 150, 200 containers to move. The logistics of that is quite heavy, you know. We have done it in the past, but it's very costly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to get like moving trucks and for every single one of these containers.
Well, we have to put them in a low boy, and sometimes we can only get 6 or 7 containers on one low boy, and you have to have forklifts on both ends. I mean, it's a it's a big job, so you have to be prepared and understand that logistics is not as easy as it looks.
Yeah,
you got to be prepared, and you have to have some money. To accommodate that kind of, because you can't put that on a credit card.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Because basically, what we do is we provide capital. You know, if it makes sense for you guys, you know, after the cost and everything. You know, what type of ROI would you guys think you would see from moving to the new location?
Well, it saves us a lot of money because of 90% of the work that we do is south of us.
Uh-huh.
90% of it. And it saves us money in fuel, in time, and not only that, but when you're recognized, whether on your website, whether on Facebook, or whether on Instagram, or any one of the social media, that you're in the neighborhood.
To advertise.
Yes, we do that, and once they recognize that you're in the neighborhood, it's a big difference from when you're outside of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's a big benefit on all sides for us, because we save money on fuel, we save time going back and forth, we save wear and tear on the trucks. And
Also your guys can do more work within the time period while they're at work.
Exactly. So it's all a positive move. It's a cost saving move.
That is. It sounds like it would be a great move for you guys. And the location you guys were looking to move to is south of you guys, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
South.
Yeah.
South is where we do, I would say, 85% to 90% of our clientele is south of us.
I see. Okay. That's cool. The last time I spoke to Leo, he told me his gross sales were around 225 ballpark. Is that still around the same for you guys right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just do a quick calculation here, just to kind of give you an idea. Okay, so what we can do is
I think it's more than 225.
Is it? Okay.
Because
let's just say
I'm not prepared to give information like this freely like this, because it's confidential information.
Right.
It's privileged information.
Yeah. So I'll just base it off of what he told me last time then. So based on 225, and you know, this could be something that you can discuss with him later whenever it is that he gets in, just so you guys can know that there is an option for you guys if you want to kickstart the move. Based on 225, we can free about $33,500 on the higher range. On the lower range, we can free about $25,000.
You know, everybody said, you know the reason why we haven't borrowed any money?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is because everybody gives you this big, big, beautiful picture, and we can do this and we can do that. But when that paperwork goes to inside, you call that the people who make the decision.
Underwriting.
The underwriters. Mm-hmm. When it goes to underwriting, it's a whole different ballgame. Because most of you most of you guys, and I don't mean it personally, but
right, yeah, I understand.
I've experienced it. Give you a rosy picture and paint such a beautiful picture, and then it goes to underwriting, and they come back, oh, underwriting says this, and underwriting says that. Mm-hmm. And you know whatever underwriting says, that's what matters, not what you says or not what the sales representative says. So we know, we've been there, and we know that, well, it's something a little bit different. Give me a moment, please.
Okay, sure.
Lee's Moving Company takes pride in the service we offer, and our goal is to give our customers a...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's
and,
okay.
And that's how it works. We know that that's how it works. That's the reason why we haven't borrowed any money from anyone. And right now we don't intend to because of the fact that, number one, they lie to you and tell you that they're not going to be giving you, sharing your information. And they do share your information. They all do it. They share your information with...
Who did you guys apply with?
We're with other lenders, and they start calling you, and everybody and their grandmother start calling you. And it's unfortunate, because one of what we get to find out is that your information is sold to other organizations. And it seemed like it's a common practice. They take your information and sold it to other companies and all over, and every other phone call you get is, you know, everybody trying to outdone each other by trying to sell you to get to you to take a loan with them, and it's very unfortunate because it should be privileged information.
I see here, so that's exactly, you know, how we actually got your information, was actually, it looks like you guys did something with, was it either On Deck or New Logic back in 2014 is the information I have here.
Well, it wasn't any of those companies. It was another company. It was another company. It was another company.
Oh, I see.
And they took our information and sold it, even though they lied. I mean, it was such a but, you know, I have been a salesman most of my life. And I know how sales reps lie sometimes just to get a sale. But to go that low, it's just, I would never do things like that. I don't do things like that. I'm very respected in how I conduct myself and how I conduct business. I wouldn't stoop to that kind of lowness.
Well, I mean, to give you an idea, what I do usually, and this is the truth, what I do is for my customers, when they do send me an application and their banks and all that, what I do is I look at their bank statement first, and just to make sure, you know, it's something that we can do and it's worthwhile for me and the customer. And then I run the credit, basically. If it's not worthwhile, I don't go through that last step of running the credit and, you know, dinging the credit of the customer. So that's personally what I do, and I know there's a lot of crazy people out there that does that, basically. They, like, they're like a broker that works out of their garage or something, and what they do is they
On their cell phone. That's it. That's their
Yeah, exactly. And then they just sell the information to, you know, other lenders, and your credit get run like 30 times, you know. Yeah, it sucks.
They would sell their grandmother to anyone. I mean, they have no decency. They have no class. They have no class at all.
They just don't care.
It's sad, but but it's not everyone who is like that. The majority of the ones that I've had anything to do with, I had a gentleman here that he's from one of the islands, and he is he does business with the and the time when we went with that other company, we would have gone with him because of the fact that we felt that he conduct business differently, and he has certain principles that he wasn't willing to compromise at all. and that was good, because we know my mm-hmm. boss is from the islands, and we know that certain things, that when people say certain things, that's what it is. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't say one thing and turn mm-hmm. around tomorrow and it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have gone with him, but what happened when it went to
the other one?
I beg your pardon?
The other one, the one that was bad.
No, when it went to into the decision making.
Mm-hmm.
It took so long that he just said, you know what, we weren't going to go with them. We just mm-hmm. went with someone else. And it was a bad decision for us, because we kind of realized that things wasn't what was told mm-hmm. to us was different from what he said. Mm-hmm. So, and since that happened, believe it or not, it was 2014, mm-hmm. he still keep in touch with us. You know, it's just mm-hmm. amazing to see. Once in a while he'd call and say, well, hey guys, you know, how is things going? You remember me?
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, and so on and so on. So
mm-hmm.
you develop a kind of friendship sometimes with good people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Did you ever end up doing anything with that guy?
No, we haven't done anything since that at all. We mm. haven't done a blessed thing, and we just want to kind of chill a little bit and see how things are going until mm. we're ready to. But if you want to give me your information, I mm. promise you I won't take it and throw it away.
Okay, sounds good. Or I can send you an email and then kind of highlight our programs, and then you mm-hmm. can, you know, decide right. if you want to do it or not. What's a good email for you?
I'm gonna give you the company's email, because I don't want to trust giving you my personal email, and then it's leesmovingcompany@comcast.net.
Hello? Sorry,
yeah,
I think
yes,
I just
accidentally...
Okay, I think I just accidentally muted you for a second there. Is Lee's Moving Company L-E-E-S Moving mm-hmm. Company? Okay.
Company spelled out.
Company dot... at Comcast.net.
Comcast. Right.
.net. Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
sounds good. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you. And just to give you a very... easy idea, I guess. You know, if your sales are, you know, around the same as what me and Leo talked about last time, and then also if your ending balances are, you know, at least 2,000, 3,000 every month mm-hmm. in your business bank account, we can definitely do something within the ballpark of the 30 that you need.
All right. Sounds like a good plan.
Okay. Sounds good. Maybe if it's okay with you, can I touch base with you once a month just to see where you guys are
at?
Okay, cool. Sure. And then I missed your name. What was your name?
Dennis Morin.
Dennis. Okay. All right. Good talking to you, Dennis. Oh, go
good
ahead and send the...
What was your name?
It's Ja. J-I-A.
Ja. Hmm. Do you know what Ja stands for in the islands?
In the islands? Is it
mm-hmm.
like God in Jamaica?
Yep.
Yeah.
How did you know?
Because people always make fun of me. They always say,
why?
Like, oh, Ja Rastafari or
yes!
Ja Rule.
Yeah, Ja Rastafari. Ja Rasta.
Rasta, yeah.
Yeah, Rastafari.
Yeah, and then
yeah!
Also...
So you're not a dreadlocks, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm actually Chinese. It's actually a Chinese name.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it means family, actually, in Chinese.
Ah, so your descendants are Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese.
Because you don't have one single noticeable accent at all. None.
Oh, really?
No,
I was actually born in China, but I guess I lost it, so it's good, I guess.
You speak Chinese?
I do, yes.
Oh, my goodness. You have no resemblance at all. I would have never thought. I would have never thought.
Wow. What would you think what would you think I am?
I was looking that you are this, I was picturing you as this blue-eyed, blonde, 5'2", 5'3", 5'4".
Uh-huh. Well, you got that part right.
And I wasn't thinking anything along that line at all, that of Chinese descent.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least you got the height right. Well, that's good to hear. You know, sometimes, you know, it's better to talk without an accent.
Yes, but you know something, it's a plus. It's such a great plus because as you notice now, a lot of the kids today, the second language that they're trying to learn is Chinese.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Because things have changed so dramatically that China is doing. It's not just in China anymore. China is worldwide now, doing things all over the world.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy to see how much has changed
in
the last few years. It's crazy. Like, I went to Chinese school when I was younger, and towards the end of, I was there for 10 years. Towards the end, like, there were so many, like, other, like, foreigners coming in to learn Chinese. Like, you know, like, Caucasian people and, you know, Mexicans and, you know, things like that. Like, a lot of different people just coming into our school to learn Chinese. It's pretty crazy.
China is not the little China anymore.
No,
China is China, which is the second biggest economy on the planet, and that's almost unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
When you can go back 50 years or not even that long, 30 years, and look where China was and see where China is today. It's just amazing. If they would just if they would just do a little human right thing, you know, China would be
change the government a little bit too.
Yes, change the government a little bit, give a little bit more freedom, and
they'll just take over.
And don't do the massacre like it did in Tiananmen Square. It's something, but they're getting there little by little. I mean,
they did that
one child thing. It doesn't exist anymore.
And that's
for them to be doing something like that. That's unheard of, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you go to China, you'll see that there's just so many boys and guys, and there's just no girls, and it's crazy, and it's just sad, you know, seeing my cousins without any siblings. You know, they get spoiled rotten, or either spoiled rotten, or they're just really like introvert, you know. So it's good that they changed it so that, you know, it really helped the economy.
They just didn't see it coming at all. They should have seen it coming.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, without women in any segment of society, it doesn't matter what planet you're on. I mean, what country you're in. Mm-hmm. We're on the same planet, but sooner or later, it's going to kick back. It's going to kick you in the face.
Yeah, yeah. There's more people retiring now than there are people working.
Mm-hmm. Without woman, without female, I should say, because I don't want to sound a little chauvinistic, but without females, the world come to an end. I mean, it just would collapse eventually, because we, the men, don't have reproductive organs, so...
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at that and respect that and understand that you know, it's without the women, this world will come to an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think China was looking in that direction at all, but at least they woke up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good. So hopefully it continues to get better.
I hope so too. Anyway, since we just solved the world's problem here, we just finished solving the world's problem. I'm going to say it was good talking with you, and send me that information, please, and I'll pass it on.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it's been talking to you too. So I'll send the email and I'll just call you, you know, once a month just to touch base with you. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
You have a very pleasant day. You hear?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, dear. Bye bye now.
Bye.